This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. On Stockbox today, we're joined by the CEO of Coba Resources, Craig Moulton. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's great to talk to you. We've got some exciting news released this morning from Cobra on the sort of titled Barnes assay results. And they look quite tasty, don't you think? Can you elaborate on them a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think we're very excited by these results. I think it's just continued to show what a great project Woodner is, and it just continues to deliver. We started out all along, the message has been that, we're methodically applying industry-leading science to this project. We've used the data, we've used a lot of the geochemistry and geophysics to build some really sound models, and the drilling is demonstrating that that process is working, and Woodner just keeps on delivering results. I mean, these really large, high-grade intersections are incredibly encouraging.
Great. So what does it all mean then, Craig?
So look, I guess to answer that question, you need to step back and say, well, what's the point of this? Mm-hmm. We're obviously not here just to drill for the sake of drilling. Our aim is focused on ultimately defining and building a large-scale mining operation. And, with these results, this is showing us that certainly Woodner certainly has the capability for doing that. It gives us a pathway for putting a larger resource base. We've said a number of times the board has set itself a KPI of building a 1 million-ounce resource base. I think in all of the three announcements we've put out recently, there's some really positive messages in all of those. Obviously, the initial results at Clark were fantastic, 15 metres at 5.25 grams per tonne. And, if that doesn't mean anything to you necessarily, the importance of that is this is a really thick, high-grade intersection, and it's not in the existing resource base. So this is something that we can immediately focus on and build off with the idea of building a new resource.
Well, it must feel pretty good, Craig, because I know you're doing this fingerprinting technique and sort of changing the theory of where the orientation and the direction of the deposit. And we've had Charlie, the geologist from SI Capital, on a few podcasts from Stockbox, and he's always talks about the Cobra deposit there and the work you've been doing to, taking a different view on it. So clearly this theory and your work is paying off.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I guess, alluding to that earlier, I mean, the use of geochemistry and the way that we're applying it is quite revolutionary for this project. It's being able to look at the weathering profile and understand where the mineralization was in the upper parts of the weathering profile, even if some of the gold and copper has been removed. And that has helped us build models to target the mineralization. And that's exactly what we did with Clark. We came up with a theory and a model and orientation. We drilled that model and obviously had great success. And that's so encouraging for the exploration program going forward.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier about building a large sustainable gold operation. And I also noticed in the RNS there's some copper and silver credits. So what does that bring into the mix?
Yeah, well, look, obviously that's potentially a new value dimension for the project, which is quite exciting. It's obviously early days, but, mm-hmm. I mean, to see a 1.7% copper intercept at Barnes and, that particular sample had a significant amount of chalcopyrite, which is copper sulfide in it, and also some incredibly high-grade silver assays compared mm-hmm. to what we've seen previously, 20 grams silver, which is also really encouraging, all adds value to the resource base, potential then if we can start to understand that copper and silver story, potentially you've got a, multi-metal resource base, which obviously has even more value and makes the whole potential operation a lot more sustainable.
Mm, okay. So what are the next steps then, Craig?
We're in the process of really extracting every bit of value out of the data that we've just collected. We will be updating our models on that basis, and then we will be setting the exploration program and drilling for this year. It probably doesn't take much to guess that Clark is going to be high on our priority to put some more drill holes into that deposit, and with the aim of defining a maiden resource at Clark. So that's going to be very high on our priority list. And then we've got a number of other high priority targets, both geochemical and drilling. And look, I think we'll stick to the same methodology. We will start with the surface geochemistry. It has done so well for us so far. It's a great way to reduce the risk of our drilling. And then so we will use that method to define surface anomalies and drill those targets, you know, and that will include looking at, you know, potentially other areas around Barnes or Baggy Green and some of our other targets. We've still got the OSCGs, of course, which are to the east of Baggy Green, which I'm very excited about, and, you know, hope to include those in the exploration program this year. So it's going to be a busy year. It's going to be very exciting, and we're certainly set for the challenge.
Okay, great. And just a final thought, maybe. How? What's the feeling of from you and also the team about the current activities?
Oh, look. I mean, I'd be understanding to say we're very excited. You know, it's a great deposit. It's a great area to work in. The team's really energized by this last set of results. Mm-hmm. So we're charging to get back out there and actually start doing some more work and get some more data.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Craig Moulton, the CEO of Cobra Resources, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.